The views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA, coming to you live from FEMA Region number 6. And we have a live show for you today, January the 18th, 2016. I almost said 2016, 2017. And I just want to thank you all for joining today's show. It is Wednesday. It's a Wise Wednesday. And we will have Brother Davis will be coming on for Wise Wednesdays with Brother, with the Davis team. Excuse me, Team Davis. Always mix that up as well. So looking forward to having a great, great show with you all. And at any time, if you'd like to call in, don't hesitate. Give us a call at 866-510-9025. That's 866-510-9025. Then hit star to unmute yourself, and we will see you there. And you can definitely make your comments or your questions known to the Davis team, to Team Davis. And they will be more than happy to talk to you about and to respond to your comments. And I know I'm looking forward to the show today. But before we do that, everyone, continue to support Black Talk Radio Network by going to the website, blacktalkradionetwork.com. And there you'll see on the far right margin, you'll see the icon for the donations. That's where you can give some of your financial energy to ensure that this network is doing what you have come to enjoy, you have come to love, and you have come to realize the necessity of it all. So we'll continue to do that and more. So make sure you get some of your financial energy, because that's how this network will grow and continue to move forward in the coming years, the coming months, the coming weeks, the coming days. So very important that we do that. So that's where we want to definitely start. And you can see that you'll see the green icon that's on the far right hand margin holding hands. That's where you could click on that to bring up for you to donate, make your donations there. Also, Black Talk Radio Network, for all of you that are on social media, Black Talk Radio Network has its own social media outlet and is known as BTR Community. And you can just right there on the same website for blacktalkradionetwork.com is BTR Community. But if you can't find it there, you can easily go to www.btrcommunity.com. And this is a social media platform where you can engage in all of your regular social media activities without having the adverse effects of being negatively affected because of who you are, your comments, your postings, who you support, and things of that nature. You don't have to worry about that, nor do you have to worry about your identity being sold to any bidder. So that's very, very important. And I say that because the mainstream media outlets of social media platforms are using you. and they and it's being used, and you're being used in an adverse way. You may not see it, but it is there. Many of you may have not gotten a lot of things because of that, from promotions to so many different things, or employment opportunities because of FedBook. So don't think that it's ever free. So engage in something with someone that created the overall platform for your best interest at hand. You're already doing it, and you can do that with BTR Community, and it's only $24 a year. So definitely want to do that. Also, if you're interested in acquiring some real money, transferring your slave's wage or what they pay you in coupons, transfer that for real money, you could go to Prosperity Mint, MINT, Mint.com, and check out what's there, what they have in inventory, and then email wolf6pack1@gmail.com, especially if it's your first time ever purchasing. But before you purchase, make sure you email wolf6pack1. There's discounts that you'll be given from that and everything else. You want to, and they want to make sure that you are purchasing in the correct way. Okay, there's going to be some really good things that's going to be coming to that site in the very, very near future. So definitely want to get yourself in a position where you are saving like a king and a queen, and you are being saving as a lady and a gentleman, that being gold and that being silver and the other precious metals, the investment grades of precious metals. So definitely go there. Okay, now let's jump into today's show. Today's Wise Wednesday, but we're going to jump into what's in the news. Let's take a look at what's in the news. Brother Davis is already there, ready to go. Now, listen, when you call into the show today, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, during that time, if you call in, hit **, and if Brother Davis is talking, because I'm going to have to do some things, I got to get my messed up my back. Actually, it was a while ago, I got hit by a car and it messed up my back pretty bad. So it goes out on me every once in a while, especially when different times and doing different things. So I got to get this thing adjusted real quick. So I will be here, but I'll be in and out, trying to take care of that. So definitely give Team Davis a call. And Brother Davis, if Sister Davis is not on, if Sister Davis is on, is Team Davis, give them a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, and hit **. I will be jumping in and out just trying to get my darn back fixed. And anybody that has back problems, you know how that is. Okay, so let me jump into what's in the news. There's a couple of things before we get into Wise Wednesday. Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, I got your back, bro. Don't worry. I mean, no pun intended, but I got your back, man. So you ain't got to.
Man, let me tell you.
Yeah, I'm here,
people,
man.
People with back problems, they know.
Yeah, I know.
They know.
I know. So just when people hit **, please watch your background noise so we can preserve the quality of the audio for those who will listen later as well. Thank you.
Yes, yes. Okay, here we go. What's in the news? First article from ChinaPost.com. Military conducts drill to simulate China naval invasion. Excuse me. Sorry about that. And my commentary on that was past wars making another appearance in today's world. The drill was conducted in Taiwan by the 10th Army Command and the Army Aviation and Special Forces Command. It simulated a scenario in which a China naval fleet comprised of destroyers, corvettes and amphibious assault ships were conducting training off of China's southeastern coast. So Taiwan is preparing for China to have a naval invasion of the island. And believe me, they're doing that because of what's coming down the pipe. And it's definitely, in my opinion, is definitely going to happen at any particular time, especially with the new celebrity figurehead CEO, President of the United States, that you're going to be getting. So check out that article. Next article, this was a good one. This one came from Kussler.com. The Cheeto cometh, This is a really, check out this article. Pretty kind of funny, talking about the celebrity figurehead, Trump. But check out that article. I thought it was pretty cool. And I said, all stage events are made to serve a purpose, because what he's talking about in that, from some of the things that he is starting to see, this individual starting to see what could possibly happen in the very near future, probably in the next couple of days, as they go through the ceremonial celebrity figurehead dog and pony show of inauguration and all of that other stuff. So check out that article. Next article, one of my favorite ones of the day. This one came from, and Scotty, I hope you were able to check this one out, and everybody was able to check this one. I thought this one was pretty interesting. This one came from the LA Times, and it says, there's more than the CIA and the FBI, the 17 agencies that make up the U.S. intelligence community. The U.S. intelligence community recently affirmed its conclusion that senior officials in Russia were behind the hacks during the 2016 celebrity figurehead presidential campaign in the Democratic National Committee, and emails belonging to associates of Hillary Clinton. But what exactly is the intelligence community? It is not just some team of all Americans. So check this out. Excuse me, everyone. Now, check out this article. Now, they gave 17, but here was my commentary. I said number 18, because a lot of people don't know about number 18. They put 17, but I just wanted to correct them. They made a mistake. They forgot one, so I added it for them. And this one was the Church Holding Intelligence and Tampering Service, known as CHITS. It is a pedicle apparatus for the intelligence gathering worldwide. It helps to serve all government controlling intentions. This agency was created long ago by the elite to keep the masses in a continuous state of paralysis. And one of its most important obligations is to augment the duties of the 17 listed agencies above, as well as the ones that can be neither confirmed nor denied. So there's actually 18, and the 18th one is the Church Holding Intelligence and Tampering Services, and their acronym is CHITS. So if you didn't know about that, that is actually another one that is there. So check out that article, and then make sure you add CHITS to it, because it's very, very important. All right, next article comes from Reuters. China urges the U.S. not to allow Taiwan delegation to attend Trump's inauguration. And that, this is why this is going to explode in the South Sea of China. And I said, not a good look, but the unfolding plan. And this one says that World News, China on Wednesday urged the United States not to allow representatives of Taiwan to attend the U.S. President-elect Donald Trump's inauguration. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokeswoman made the comment at a regular press briefing. Man, it's all going to unfold in a very ugly, ugly way. Next article. This one comes from the Globe and Mail.com. I think that's it. Yeah, Globe and Mail. Yeah, GlobeandMail.com. Canada given advance notice of Dumps NAFTA demands. And this was not only Canada, but the one that was really significant in here is they also told Mexico. So check out this article, what's going on here. Billionaire investor Wilbur Ross, chosen by the U.S. President-elect celebrity figurehead Dump to reshape U.S. trade policy, has informed Canada that rules of origins and independence disputes tribunals will be central to talks aimed at resetting the North American Free Trade Agreement, known as NAFTA. But not only that, there were things that they were really targeting Mexico in this whole thing. And this is all going to be a part of some major, major adverse changes that you are going to see. Next article. This one comes from Soren Dyer, a pretty good one. Depression is the new obesity for the heart. Depression is the new obesity for the heart. The report compels compiled by researchers from Helmholtz, Zittrom, and Mitchum, together with colleagues from technical universities and German Center of Cardiovascular Disease. Let me move this down. Severe depression can interfere with daily tasks just as surely as severe heart disease, sometimes even even to a greater degree. So they're saying that depression definitely weighs on your heart and causes for your heart to actually become ill, scarred, and be in a state where it's more prone to heart disease. So they said that depression is the new obesity for the heart. Very, very true. So that is what we have for what's in the news. Definitely, everyone, check out that one article from the LA Times. But there are more organizations in the intelligence community globally, and they all work together. The thing is that they work and they get information. Some of the things that they do, your Hollywood is a hub of these intelligence agencies in not only Hollywood, but in all forms and fashions of sports and in all forms, the churches and your bingo halls. All of these things have been definitely infiltrated by these, and there's many more of these intelligence agencies than just what they admitted. I was really upset that they didn't add number 18, but don't worry about it. I added the form, so check that one out. Chits, very, very important. Probably one of the most influential ones and one of the most effective clandestine operations is done out of CHITS. So check out that. All right. So with that being said, we're going to jump over to my brother Davis. Let me see, brother Davis, if you can unmute yourself at any time. We're ready to go. And just so you know, the first break will be done at the top of the hour. It won't be done in 15 minutes. It'd be done at the top of the hour. Then 30 minutes after that is when we have the breaks, just so you all know and Brother Davis knows. So whenever Brother Davis is ready, he'll jump in. And if at any time, definitely don't hesitate. Give us a call at 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Brother Davis was probably trying to call in and just got knocked off. So whenever you get a chance, Brother Davis, jump back in. So until then, definitely be a part of today's show. Give us a call. And we will definitely, Brother Davis and Sister Davis, will greatly appreciate your overall input. But yes, sir, we got you, Brother Davis.
It's always good to hear the voice of a friend, my brother.
Yes, it is. I am fantastic, Brother Davis. Your little back issues that I got to take care of real quickly, but no problem. Outside of that, we are in a great state of being, and we always will be in a great state of being. And just so you know, Brother Davis, the actual break won't happen in 11 minutes. It's actually on the hour. So it'll happen in actually 41 minutes, just so it gives you more time and everything else. Okay?
Excellent. I appreciate that, my brother.
Yes, sir.
Good evening, brothers and sisters. Welcome. This is Brother Davis coming at you on a Wise Wednesday. And I have to admit, I've thought over this over and over again. I actually exposed you to some relatively sensitive intelligence about us as being humans. I've exposed you to what the Binbin is. Now, a lot of you may not realize it, but cosmologically, everybody has a Binbin point, a point where either you've become to identify something to be real to you, meaning that you've had a personal revelation about it, which had brought to Scotty's attention last night about in reference to slavery, or you've reached a point in which you're going to make something different in your life that will change you. And I'm going to tell you something. We have a lot of those things that we can focus on, because in every area of our lives, there's something going on, like I told you, whether it's finance, whether it's business, whether it's working, whether it's eating, whether it's shopping, whether it's family, whether it's friends. There's always a point in which you come to identify something that you was experiencing before differently. And we have reached that point. I hear people all the time talking about the stresses they go through. I heard your brother Dave talk about his back and that sort of thing. So these things are not uncommon. Everybody has something that they have experienced that is personal when it happens to them. So really, we are very unique in that other animals cannot convey that. Like, you'll never hear a dog say, you know, I'm not having a good day, so don't tell me what to do. I'm not sitting, I'm not barking, I'm not running. You see, you don't, and no other animal does that. And the reason why I use the term animals is because animals are a reflection of a species that is alive, okay? So am I saying that we as humans are animals? No, we're not. But whatever that specific thing that that animal does that's consistent with that animal, all those animals that are of that species are the same way. You see, that's what makes us unique as humans, because literally, there's certain things that you know off the bat, every human does the same way. They might have different customs about it, but they do it the same way. If they eat, they must stick food in their mouth. It's the process. No one has a specific way of doing it different unless they're in a situation where they have no control. All right, so if a person's in a hospital and they decide to feed them by some sort of external process, then they have control by, that may be, say, a liquid diet, where now they're not eating their food or drinking their food. But the principle I'm trying to point out to you is that regardless of what people think, we all do the same things the same way. And the reason why I'm bringing that to your attention is because now when you become understanding that, you begin to understand how you can elevate yourself. What do I mean by elevate yourself? In your decision-making process. You know, you have what's called, you have been taught by Westernism, which is right and wrong. But in reality, it's not right and wrong, because it's your decision. So who determines right or wrong? So if you see your decision as being right, and in the long term it turns out to be wrong, does that mean that you didn't determine the right and wrong when you made the decision? No. No, it doesn't. It means that your human factor had made a decision based on the information that you had that was not the best decision for you at the time. And in the long run, you've learned that to be true. Now, you find that a lot, especially just right now, this time of year, there's a lot of people I'm hearing now on different media services that are talking about Donald Trump. Well, do you realize that 80% of his voters voted against their best interests? And now they're saying, well, what do you mean? What are going to, when they get rid of Obamacare, don't they have something to replace it with? Well, not Obamacare, not what you have been receiving. Now they have something else, but you may have to pay something for that. Well, why? Well, didn't you vote for Trump? Well, yes, I voted for Trump because we wanted to make America great again. But this is his process that he never explained to you. You got caught up in the cliche. So you wanted the cliche, but you didn't know what was going to be required of you. What is unique about exactly how I explained that is that now you're in the position to look at your life and see how it fits in that puzzle. And you can make decisions over your life that will offer you an avenue of comfort, whether it's mental, physical, or spiritual. And understand how I said that. Because now you have the parameters of the next decision that you're going to make based on how this person governs. And what's so unique about that is that you're taking control of your life, regardless of how you come there, because a lot of times people come there through diverse circumstances. What do I mean? I mean, person may never want to go to a hospital. All of a sudden, they're walking across the street one day and they're hit by a car. Diverse circumstance. Because what's the first thing they do? Take it to the hospital. See, we have lost control over our ability to control diverse circumstances. Why? Because we have been swayed by Westernism. Westernism has taken us away from our roots of understanding the principles of life. You see, the average person, when they go out here every day, they go out by habit. What do I mean by habit? I mean by routine. The program's running. So they're running with the program. And they're not thinking about what they want to do. Because they're constantly trying to stay abreast of this program. And when you think about what you want to do, you may not want to run that program. But you have to find your bin point. When you're willing to make a difference so that you can do something different. Now, tonight's show is really important for one main reason. Once again, that main reason is you. You see, I don't have to know you to love you. You understand how I said that? Because what we are missing as a human race is the ability to be human to each other. And that's my program. Don't think by any means that you would have developed this way had not been those pressures, those psychological impulse, those images, all of these things that was transplanted in your mindset due to the decisions that you've already made. And that decision might be listening to a certain radio show, or it might be listening to a certain TV show, or a certain kind of book. People say, oh, what do you mean? A book doesn't influence me that much. Oh, yes, it does. Because if you like horror movies, what you do is you walk your spiritual self along the titillation of fear. Why? Because it calls you and you answer. Now, how many times have you been around people who say, well, look, I don't even watch no horror movies, I don't need that? Because they don't hear that calling. They don't have that titillating effect on them that it has on you. And that's how life works. You know, if you got a job and you're making good money and you're comfortable with your job and you enjoy what you're doing, now you're looking for the perks. What are the perks that literally make give you satisfaction in what you do? Those are the titillating points. And those titillating points come with a cost that we never perceive up front. But we're surely going to run into them in the back. Because the system of Westernism is designed to do that. It is designed to be so confusing to you that you just adjust. And we don't have to adjust. You think about it. Now, I gave you that minute there to do exactly what I said, to think about it. Think of the things that you do because of a program or a routine. And if you could do something different, you would do something different. But you haven't reached the point when you're ready to make that decision. And that's fine. That's fine for each and every one of you. Because as you do reach that point, and you start to make those decisions, and you see the result is what you are pursuing in the first place, that fortifies you. So it strengthens your forthrightness to continue that process, because it's giving you the power of empowerment. And you see, that is what Westernism tries to move you away from. But yet, they don't want you to see their failures. And then, you know what? Here's what gets it. I told you before that, remember I had the show about the invisible veil? They rely on that. They rely on you to look at disaster and destruction and not ask questions. Now, what do I mean? Okay, perfect example. You ever sit at home at night and watch the news and hear a Muslim across the world who is considered to be, now understand how I said that, considered to be an enemy to the United States, was literally killed from a drone strike. But now, what they don't tell you is that in that drone strike, there might have been 35 other people there. And out of that 35 other people, there might have been 17 or 18 women and children because it was a family outing. See, what we fail to realize is that when you're in the world that has made its established surface on deception, you're constantly in the line of deception. You're constantly being deceived. So we have to reach a bending point. In which we've realized, well, you know what, I don't want to do this, I need to do that. And that's coming for a lot of people. especially with the election of the latest president of the United States. And believe me, whether he is good or bad is indifferent. Because now that he has that position, it offers him a certain degree of grandiose. And the reason why I say grandiose is because most of the people who vote for him knows he doesn't understand how that job works. And there's a lot of people that's betting that he won't want that job after 2 years. And they have very good, sound information for making their decision. But where do you stand? See, that's what I want to get you to understand. You have to make decisions based on you. You can no longer follow the flow, okay? You heard the Democratic Party, Republican Party, well, neither of them serve your purpose. So people are saying, well, what do we do? Well, you have to make a stand. And your stand may be to just eliminate those parties from your agenda. No, I'm not a Democrat, I'm not a Republican, I'm an independent. Why that? Because I'm not choosing a specific direction I'm going to go. I'm going to leave that choice based on my ideology and not what the ideology of Republicans are or the ideology of the Democrats are. Well, why do I point out all of these things now? Because the world is changing immensely. And when I say changing immensely, I'm taking you into the realm of what is going on in the metaphysical and the cosmological side. So if you make a decision for you, you have to make a decision based on your aptitude of the outcome. Although you cannot see the future, you can do things now so that your system, your decision can be reinforced by what you're trying to achieve by making it. That's a powerful way of putting it, but you really have a certain degree of control over your life. But if you don't exercise it, you will never know it. And most people have become so inundated with the noise, and that's what it is, that they really disconnect from it. That's one of the reasons why I introduced you to meditation. And the reason why was because it allowed you to find you. Long before I was even talking about your ability to do different things there, you had to make decisions based on what is important to you. Because the way the program is run today, perfect example, once again, is that last election. Everybody knows Hillary Clinton got, 2 million or so more votes? People who were in control didn't care at all. And they exercised their right to appoint whoever they wanted, regardless of how you felt about it. So, do you understand when I say that Westernism is based on deception? Regardless of who you voted for and how many votes they had, and the majority, person who gets the majority of votes are supposed to be the winner, that's the deception. They chose somebody else. So therefore, you're thinking one thing, and another thing's going on. But let's move into a different realm. Let's move into the aspect of race, okay? You all have heard the concept of white privilege. Now, I really don't have to tell you about it. But yet, if you listen to certain people talk, they want you to think everybody is equal. They are not. Not in a system of Westernism. Now, in the universal cosmology, system of cosmology, yes, everything is equal. Hey, Erica, please turn your Bluetooth on. Your dad's on my phone. But because we are operating in a certain degree of independence, lacking the knowledge that we need to make decisions based on what is best for us. Westernism keeps us focused on making decisions that perpetuate the program. So when a person comes to you and says, well, if I go out to shop and you go out to shop, we're treated the same way, you know that's not true. They will convince you or try to convince you, but you know that is not true. And here's really the bum diggity. When they talk about you as a people, they don't have you there. They have someone that looks like them to interpret you. Like you're not qualified to orate who you are. So what you're trying to do and achieve what it is you're trying to achieve. Sometimes I find that we become victimized behind the fact, excuse some of this technical difficulty, y'all, but I'm trying to keep several things going at once. We become behind the fact that we know the truth, but yet don't have a voice to speak it out. Well, you know why you don't? Because they put so much fear in you. That is right. You see, because once again, Westernism cannot operate without fear. But you have a fear based on their kind of fear. Now, why do I say that? Because they're scaring the Westerners into thinking you are the boogeyman. But when you look at how they, on what they do in the world, you have nowhere near the fear that they have created in other worlds and other countries due to their action. Now remember what I said before, that love is an action. So if you're doing things and you're operating on the concept that love is an action, they're doing contrary. So therefore they're not focusing on everybody. They're focusing on a few. And this is Brother Davis, and I'm telling you, it's coming to the Wise Wednesday. And I'm hoping you guys are picking up on what this message I'm trying to put out. And the reason being is because this really is about us. This really is about us submitting our control to some people who don't even care how we feel. And literally, the control we're submitting is our lives. And we have to take a position where we're taking our control back. This is Brother Davis from Wise Wednesday. The number is 866-510-9025. And I want you to pick up your phones, because I'm going to tell you, I haven't got into shadow casting. I haven't gotten into the influence of others on your life that are operating inside the system that look like you. Because there are many. And don't get me wrong, a lot of them are diffusing and are confusing a lot of us. Why? Because their principles pay them in gratitude. What is the pay in gratitude? Well, say there's a city job coming up, and one of your principles may be connected to fraternity. And you don't know nobody in town, but you pledge that fraternity across the country. Well, when you come to town to take a position or seek that position, and they get to talking to you and they found out about that connection, they will hire you through gratitude. Because they know if you follow the principles of that fraternity or that sorority, you're going to be in line with what they want. Why? Because they serve a principle that is based on operating for Westernism in our communities. Now, everybody knows somebody. And if you listen to them speak, they tell you. They might not tell you blatantly, but they tell you straight out, oh, no, I wouldn't do that. perfect example is the last election. How many people were telling you to vote for Hillary Clinton? You know why? Because she pulled out all the stops. Every serenity, every sorority, every union, every one of these entities that gets served through gratitude for pushing Hillary down people's throat. They weren't telling you the truth about her. You know what they would even say? This is so ununique now, but I'm going to say it. They would even say, well, you're choosing the best of the two evils. Why do I have to choose evil at all? If I'm operating as a human being on a human level, but why should other people direct me to accept evil as a part of my decision? Now, I know many of you may not even thought about it like that. But do you know every time you choose to do something wrong, it goes on a list. The list of cosmological time. And what that says on this list is that you have a higher self and a lower self. And if you do things that gratify and bring wealth and prosperity to the world and others, and understand how I put that, because when I say wealth, that wealth may not be monetary. That wealth may just be in compassion. That wealth may be in cooperation. That wealth may be in a number of different ways. But you add to yourself to be able to achieve the things that it is that you're trying to achieve inside to be produced outside. See, one of the things that Westernism knows that you don't know is that if they can keep you from reading, there's a lot of things you'll never know. You'll never know. Because they control all of those other nuances, the media and the radios like that. You know, I mean, let's face it. They talk about now how the media isn't even, I mean, the news isn't even news. It's not bringing you any information. So we have to operate for our best interest, bringing us back to an understanding that sooner or later, we will hit that point in which our decisions are going to serve our purpose in order for there to be a understanding and a continual coming together for the exchange of ideas. Have we reached that point? No. Why haven't we? Because corporations and Westernism is working full time. And it's easy to separate you. And it doesn't make a difference what race you are now. Because guess what? They can walk into a room and say, excuse me, can all the blue-eyed people stand up? You don't have blue eyes. You can't stand up. So they might give five or six of them and they walk out the room. Then they come in and say, can all the black people stand up? And then all the black people stand up, put them up like 15 or 20 of them, and then all of a sudden they go and they leave the room. Well, by the time that person comes back again, people are looking for him to say, well, the Latinos or the Asians. You see, they're building the division inside so that we will operate it on the outside. The program is running full effect. So now, the reason why it's getting so blatant is because they're approaching that time in all of history which one civilization ceased to exist. Now, I know some of you, you're saying, what do you mean, ceased to exist? Well, you do know that when archaeologists dig up information on past civilizations and that civilization is no longer around, there is something that happened that caused the extinction of that civilization. So, I don't want this to be something that's new to you when I say it, when you've been looking and hearing about this for the longest of time. But the reason why people don't look at, should I say, their longevity closely is because of Westernism. That's right. They got you watching TV saying, we got that big triple burger. It's back. the McRib, it's back. You see, all of these things they're doing to lure you in to staying inside the system. We have jobs over here. We're hiring at $18 an hour. You see, right now, the system is so inundated with so much deception that there are people who don't like you that don't even know you, that have not had the benefit of 5 minutes of conversation with you. I have a thing about teas. I like teas, okay? So we can sit down and we can have a jasmine tea, or we could have a nice rose-colored tea or spearmint tea, and I go different places, and people look at me strange because a lot of times the places I go, they're not used to a person of color coming in with a understanding and knowledge about teas, about the purpose of there and what they came for, what vitamins or teas and what are minerals in the teas that they want, what specific tea and why. Because the system has told them that we don't do that. We are not that articulate. And I only chose tea because of most places you go to an exotic tea room and ask for the thing. But this doesn't limit itself to tea. This doesn't limit itself. Because it's part of the Western deception. You know what really gets me? Now you hear, well, we are starting to put in a program that will allow us to be able to determine by the third or fourth grade who will go to prison. That's a blatant lie. Why? Because they don't care about what that person or child is doing in the third or fourth grade. They're building prisons because that's what they intend to do. But we have become victimized because we haven't reached our limit when it comes to our children. We can't even discuss with them about good food. You know, when you go to school at lunch today, don't eat the fried foods. Try to stay away from those. Eat as much of the fresh food as possible. Now, I know sometimes you get a sweet tooth, but look, instead of getting ice cream, why don't you get some applesauce or something? And I know you're going to want some chips, but if that's going to be the heavy today, then let's have chips be the heavy. So make sure that you get a lot of tomatoes, and if they have kale or green something, try to get some of that to eat in your system. Knowing that child's going to school because it's been inundated with TVs 2 or 3 or 4 hours the day before. And when you get up here and you think, well, at least they're going to make a good decision about their food, I said, no, grab me that cheeseburger over there, some of them fries, and wow, how about those here hot hots? You know the hot hots, those Cheetos hot hots, the most dangerous food that a child could eat. Because we don't spend the time in literally giving them what the TV gives them in a mass rate in a short amount of time. We're coming to our bin there, because now we're going to start educating our own children. So why not us get together and decide this? That in doing so, we want to know the avenues of our tax dollars that we could tap into to serve the purpose of us educating our own children and come in as a group in that community and take education back. Bring your own curriculum and ask them what is their standard. Because you know the state standard is so weak that you decide to sign your own curriculum, you can literally perpetuate the state standard and make a better child at that school age that will develop into a better professional person or even a business owner. So sooner or later, we have to approach that. Same way with our neighborhood. Do you realize that a lot of our neighborhoods look the way they look because the individuals living in that neighborhood looks out and sees the neighbor do the same thing every day? And they go over there and they start trying to help the neighbor, and the neighbor doesn't seem like they want to change. But that brings down the quality of the neighborhood. They haven't reached a bin. Because we are going to have to tap in to opening their understanding of what we're trying to do as a community. And we want them to be a part of that But we don't want them to be a part of that and still carry that bad habit. Okay? You see, we're killing ourselves every day because of our habits. Because many people don't want to touch their pimping point. And I'm going to keep going back to that because many do. How many people do you know that don't smoke no more? Don't drink no more? See what I'm saying? How about the ones that used to be very vulgar and aggressive, and that changed? We have control, but we have to take it back. And this is why it's so important that we openly discuss things like how you approach your pimping and what you do in order to make that transformation, so that others, even if they don't utilize it for a long period of time, can try it and see if it works for them. Because guess what? If it does work for them, you help to make them better. And this is what we should be about. See, Westernism doesn't teach you that. You know why? Because Westernism, if they taught you that, you could never be in competition. And they must keep the competitive edge of your thought process, because in order for them to be able to leverage you, they have to be able to angle their specific perspective so that you will see it from their point of view. You know what? I was in a room this morning, and they came in and started calling people out. And the first people they called was a blonde-haired, blue-eyed. Now, if anybody was in there, they said, well, no, they didn't call the blonde-haired, blue-eyed one. They called the blue-eyed one. You see how the deception is even so embedded that it's built into our conversation. And we start separating ourselves. And we're all human. And we already established that we do the same things the same way. But yet, we allow a system designed to keep us separated in order to control us all to be totally functional in our lives when we can take control. And I'm going to tell you something. The moment you do, I remember my bim-bim point when I had no fear at all. None! You know why? Because when you have fear, there's something that you can fear of. But when you have no fear, there's nothing to be afraid of. You see, that's why I had to grow to understand it to a cosmological level, because I didn't realize that there was a higher and a lower self in me. Now, in doing so, I began to want to cater to the higher self. And when I did, I had to find the tools that would best suit that so that I could fit that pattern and find the joy that I could live in every day. And anybody who knows me, hey, I don't have bad days. And I'll tell you, I don't have bad days. And you know why? Because I have systems. Well, let me give you a quick idea of what a system is. A system is a way to help you be able to achieve what it is you're out to do in spite of a circumstance. All right? Perfect example. Do you ever have somebody, every time you see them, nothing good's happening? Oh, I woke up this morning with a headache. The bus was early. I missed my bus. I had to catch a cab. That cost me $19. Got to work late. Then they went and told me I couldn't go from lunch when I regularly have it from 12 to 12:30. Now I can't take it from 1 to 1:30. You know them people. But you know what? Sometimes, because you haven't reached that point, you just sit there and listen, not realizing that they're dumping all of this stuff into your life. Because by the time they leave, you're like, ooh, he's not having a good day at all. But you know what you should do? See, when you become free, when you are the ruler of your own salvation, oh, wow, I got this morning, my back hurt, I missed my bus. Excuse me. You know what? I'm not the one for this. I can understand you that I had a good day, but that's not me. So I'll see you later. And I exit it from that circumstance. Now, some of you are saying, well, what if it's at work, and you're looking at somebody you got to be working with every day as a co-worker? That's fine. Because you have to approach it, and I'll tell you that after the break. We're getting ready to go to a break now, and I want to tell you, this is Brother Davis on the Wise Wednesday. And I'm encouraging you to give us a call here. The number is 866-510-9025. After the break, we're going to elevate this to the next level so you could understand the tools that are at hand for you to use when you're not using any money at all. You're being the victim of doing the program. This is Brother Davis on A Wise Wednesday, and the title of our show today is Reaching the Bin Bin Point and What You Do, and we will be coming back after the break. I encourage you to call. Bring your questions, bring your situations, bring your ideas, bring everything or anything, but bring something. It's Brother Davis coming at you.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network, providing you with new black media for the new millennium. The telephone number is 866-510-9025. Hit ** to enter the questions queue. Watch your background noise, and we will get right to you. We'll be back on the other side of this quick message. This is Tando Radio Show on the Black Talk Radio Network.
Maybe I'm painting blue. What I want Paul to do is show your love.
No, I'm not a writer.
Okay.
Give up on my way.
Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses. And welcome back. You're listening to Tando Radio Show on Black Talk Radio Network on this Wise Wednesday. Please check out the Tando archives. You can find them at blacktalkradionetwork.com. Just look at the menu section. You'll see all the different programming on the network. Look for Tando Radio Show. Hover over that, and you will have access to their archives. Lots of great shows. Please make sure that you share those shows with others and leave any comments you may have. Now back to Brother Davis. Again, this is Wise Wednesday on Tando Radio Show. Brother Davis. Brother Davis, you might have yourself muted as we can't hear you.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. This is Brother Davis. I'm so excited to have the opportunity to give you a little understanding of what is called the diffusion factor. Now, what is a diffusion factor? These are tools that you use to diffuse situations that are elevating. Now, one of the reasons why I chose to bring in the diffusion factor after giving you an understanding of how you can achieve a greater degree of control in your life by identifying your bin point is because there are points where literally you're stuck and you have to make a decision, and sometimes you don't want to make a decision. Well, I've been there. So I'm going to tell you what I did in that circumstance. And I'm going to take you back a while because my sons were younger then. My second set, we adopted some children after we had our own children. But my second set, well, one's now, one's 22, and the other one's 19. Well, at that particular time, they might have been 13 and 15. Well, we had gone out. I used to train the Akitas a lot, and we were going out, and I was showing them some different things, and we were coming back. And I had just taken Akita home and put her back in her kennel, and I said, well, let's go around the corner to the store real quick. We'll get something cool and talk. Well, when we went around the corner, all of these kids started running. Well, you know me. I didn't pay much attention to that. It didn't seem like anybody was getting hurt. So we go to the store, and we're on our way back,
and there was a fight, and there might have been 200 people around, and it was all hollering at these kids, and these kids were fighting and everything. So I looked at my sons, and I said, stay close behind me. Well, right away, they didn't know what I was going to do. That's just how they were brought up. They followed the example. So what I did was I walked through the crowd, stepped into the middle of the fight, separated them, and I grabbed the one boy and said, go home. That boy was so glad that somebody stepped in and told him to go home that he just put his head down and turned away and started walking on. The other boy, dad, was forcing him to fight. Said he shouldn't have talked to my son like that. I said, yeah, you're probably right. He said, because my son ain't putting up with that. I said, yeah, you're probably right. I turned to my sons, and I said, never think that fighting in the street is going to be a solution to any problem. Well, there was a lot of moans and groans, but every adult that was around and spoke to me at one time or another after that occurred and said, you know what? I wish I could have done that. I wish I could have defused something like that when I seen all of the kids, and I just didn't, you know, their kids are crazy. That's what they are. But if they don't have any examples, that becomes the norm. I said, but now they have examples. So we can do something different. And many of those children that were out there that day, you know how it is when you live in the inner city, they would come by your house and say, how you doing, Mr. Davis? I don't know half of these kids. But because of the effect that they had on them, they got to ask, well, who was that? Who, that's Jocelyn George's dad. That's all they heard. That's all I heard. But I'm pointing that out to you to show you that we must be able to defuse something before it turns into something that does not have to be. And the best part about it is that is only an act of what I call, and I mentioned to you already, your higher self. Because you have no fear. Understand, when you escape and you find that bing-bing point, you become to realize that your revelation is you have no fear. And you should live a life without fear, because that allows you to enjoy the joy of living. A lot of times, we let circumstances control our lives because we allowed ourselves to be victimized by a Western teaching that takes control away from us and forces us into a mindset to believe that that's all we can do. But when I begin to really explore what the possibilities are and what the potential is, and I begin to realize, you know what, there's another dynamic involved here. And it elevated my thought process to the point where I was finding myself in the company of other like-minded people who were talking the same way I'm talking to you. Oh, here, Brother Davis, why don't you read this here? This is a good book. This will help you understand. And I'm sitting back here, and I'm reading this book. I remember a brother gave me a book called The Celestial Prophecy. Now, if you are disconnected, and you know if you are or not, the celestial prophecy teaches you how a person learned how the universe is all connected. Every living thing in the universe is all connected. So that book is called The Celestial Prophecy. Then I was out again, and I got a book called The Four Agreements. And these four agreements are based on four characteristics that all people have. Some of them operate them, some of them don't. Okay, but the most powerful book that I got was called Stolen Legacy, because then I began to realize there was more to the dynamic of being human than just living in a Western society, being victimized by rules that you can neither change nor manipulate, because the very people who write the rules will rewrite them over and over so that their circumstance fit whatever it is they're trying to achieve. But in spite of that, they have no control over me. You think about it.
I do what I want to do the way I want to do it. And I understand the confines of society, so I'm not trying to hurt nobody. Actually, if you're around me, you're going to enjoy yourself before, more than you will be disappointed in the time that you spend. Because I've learned from the people who taught me and from my reading that if I'm seriously about doing the work of living and educating and learning, I'm constantly giving. Constantly giving. See, that's what's going on right here with Black Talk Radio. These people behind the scenes are constantly giving. That's how you have so much available to you when you go to it. And see, you may not realize that your natural behavior pattern may be a giving pattern. Don't get me wrong now. Your giving may not be of resource. It may be of time. It may be of your ability to consult or your ability to listen or just your ability to be there. Because you have to understand, the need is so great because a psychological impediment amongst the Western civilization is the most powerful impediment in the world. And you know how I know? Because I've traveled. People here in the United States talk about, oh, we living underneath poverty. Have you ever been out the country? Because if you've been out the country, you're not living underneath poverty. Actually, you live in a pretty rich life. But if you haven't been there, then you are going to be victimized by the Westernism's idea of their understanding that they want you to know. I have a thing about the image of the black man. And I started out with, I am the black man. You have no need to fear me. My history has shown you that. You have no need to dislike me. My history has shown me that. You have no need to think that I'm going to hurt you because I've always helped before I hurt. Understand that dynamic? You see, they created an image of black men like every one of us are trying to take something. And that's not who we are. But until you reach a point that you know who you are and that your salvation depends on how you perceive life and how you live life, that's when your heaven is here on earth. You see, they old concept, well, you know, we all graveyard travelers. I know that. One of the things we will never be able to escape in this world is time and space. But see, that's why we were designed to be able to move through the dimensions. But you just got to learn how. And when you learn how, you'll find, you know what? I can be comfortable here or I can be comfortable there. And there's some times where I don't require much. You know what? And this is going to trip you up. I like to sit on the floor. It gets under my wife's skin sometimes because we'll go to people's house. Perfect example. When we were in Dallas, Texas, when I was over at Dave's doing the show, you asked Dave where I sat. Daphne, his wife, was very nice. And a couple times she was gesturing about, you know, you don't have to sit on the floor. And they're very, very nice. Very nice, comfortable home. But that's how I'm comfortable. And you see, the best part about that is they allow me to be me. See, the world will. The world will allow you to be you if you are not going out here living in your lowest level of life. And the reason why is because you're not a threat to anything. If you see flowers and they've been in the sun and that sun has got them wilted over, you're subject to put water on the flowers before you look at it and say, that flower's dying. See, it's not what you are that Westernism wants you to understand. Because if you understood what you are, they would lose their control. So you have to identify the point in which you are ready to be able to walk in the trueness of being human, as well as understanding your joys. I just celebrated my 34th year of marriage with my wife. It wasn't a great big hoopla on the outside, but in the inside, there was a party going on. I never did that for 34 years. Have you? See, you have to understand that what you do has to bring joy to you for you to do it consistently. And that's why you have to reach a bin-bin point where you're ready to live for you. Stop all this other routine stuff and living in the lines. You know what living in the lines are? Looking at your boundaries and walking against them. Like it's like a fence. You keep bumping it because you know you can't go no further. But on the physical world, that may be right. So why not create your space of joy so that you don't bump into the boundaries? And you'll find in many cases those boundaries will disappear. We are unique in that we have decided to settle for a system that induces fear at every occasion because it serves the purpose of control. But we don't have to live like that. You know, I was trying to tell some young brothers how to deal when you're stopped by a cop, only because it came up, and they said, well, what would you do? And I said, well, the first thing I wouldn't do is I wouldn't get emotional. But why? They started, I said, that's the reason. Because when you get emotional, they can interpret your behavior, and before you know it, they are interpreting something that you ain't even considered. Why? Because they don't think to your advantage. They think to the advantage of how the system works. So when you get excited, you give them the power. He said, well, what if they stop you and you know it's wrong? I said, I smile at them. You smile at them? I said, yeah, because see, I have to defuse their thought process. Can I help you, officer? Can I see some ID? Well, yeah, I can show you my ID, but I'd like to know why. What do you mean? I'd like to know why you kind of picked me out and want to see some ID. Here you go. You see, now, understand what I did. I put it back on him as to why he thought that he had the right to serve me. I gave him what he asked for one reason. I'm defusing the situation. Now, if he decides that he's going to walk away, I'm going to ask him why. Because, see, in reality, you haven't done anything wrong. Now, I'm afraid of what he's going to find if he runs there. But you have a right to celebrate your joy in the nuance of your circumstance. And all I'm doing is inquiring as to the reason. A lot of times, you know, when you say, I can help you, officer, that's diffusing already because you're respecting the fact that he's an officer. You may not like it. You understand? But you have to always keep in the back of your mind, this is a Western system. He understands how it works. And if you do something that is uncontrary, what is uncontrary? That he can interpret as negative, it can cost you.
Brother Davis.
And listen, that's what they do. Yes, brother.
Just on the point, the point that you were just making about how you interact with police officers, you just described exactly how I interact with them. You know, first it is know your rights, and there is an organization that puts out those videos on YouTube, even drama videos where they have actors and how you diffuse the situation. But when I guess it's where I live, and the officers were more, I guess, friendly than what I might find in a city where they have designated as a high crime area. But my military training, just that whole military culture of yes sir, no sir, but still asserting my rights. Why did you, may I ask you, why you pulled me over? I ask the same thing every time I've been pulled over, and they are supposed to tell you. And then, you know,
Absolutely.
And, you know, I used to drive around with my dog tags hanging from the rearview mirror because they assumed that you were in the military. Even though I was in the military or was a veteran, you can buy dog tags anywhere. But I found that they, in the military. You lie to them if it's going to defuse the situation. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah. But I'm glad you mentioned that. It's not about, like, you're submitting. You're just recognizing your position in this system. And like you said, they can interpret your emotions and arguing with them. And the next thing you know, I fear for my life. Pow, pow, you're dead. Whereas you could dispute a ticket in court.
Absolutely. But once again, can you point out that website so people can go to and see video of reenactments on how they can help actually defuse situations? Because these are tools that you can use. So if you could give them that website again, Scotty, I really appreciate it.
I'm looking it up. It's a black
attorney.
Okay, well,
I'll tell you what, maybe he didn't hear me because he's got 101 things going on back here, too. But
just tell them to Google. I'm sorry, Brother Davis. Just tell them, go to YouTube. It's a black attorney. There are a number of ACLU. They put out that type of stuff, too. But if you go to YouTube, just Google something like in their YouTube search engine, how to interact with police or know your rights. I think it's the YouTube channel, but I'm not particularly sure. But that'll point them in the right direction.
Absolutely. Thank you, brother. Thank you. But understand, we here at Black Talk Radio are concerned about what is being happening to us in public and display of the whole city, and yet these people are walking away. And some of them are walking away after being off 3 or 4 months with pay. I don't know about y'all, but if I could get off 3 or 4 months with pay, to me, that is not no penalty. Think about it. So they're rewarding them. See, this is the deception of the Western dynamic I'm trying to get you to understand, that you can still operate freely in as long as you know that you are the purpose of your salvation. And understand this, when you start freely operating in that, people see it. And the reason why people see it is because then they become admirers. See, Scotty said several different things in that conversation that we just had to give you tools to be able to go and find the information about the videos. He gave you a personal interaction, a personal experience, and he also gave you a flag. What was his flag? His flag was his dog tags. A lot of cops see the dog tags in the window and automatically assume they're dealing with somebody in the military. So these are all tools that you could use in the process of diffusion. Okay? Let's move on to another concept, because we live in a black community. It's a whole lot of them. Let's take, for instance, pants, sagging pants. Now, personally, I think it's an insult to my manhood. Why? Because as men, we had had a very, very destructive history when it comes to how we have been displayed. And half of that, more than half of it, has had nothing to do with us. So when I see these young brothers like that, you know, I start talking, hey, man, how you doing? All right, brother, how are you? You from around here? Oh, yeah, I'm down there. I live down there. You from around here? No, I'm just visiting. I'm from Pennsylvania, man. But you know what? I'm just curious, man. I see you with your pants sagging. What's behind that? I see a lot of young brothers doing that down there. Oh, man, it's just a fad, man. You know, that's why we do it. I said, but, you know, you really can't run like that. He said, yeah, boy, I ain't running nowhere. I said, but I understand that, brother, but the principle of what I was saying. He said, yeah, man, you're right. You can't run like that. I said, well, what gets me about it, brother, is that, I mean, you're showing the whole world your butt like you advertised. No, that ain't the case. I said, I agree. Don't get me wrong. I don't know you. You don't know me. I'm just saying, as I pass through and I see something like that, that makes me wonder, you know. I mean, what is the purpose, bro? Well, can you tell me? Well, man, it's just a fad. So that tells me he's disconnected. He's allowing the programming to run him. And so I asked him, does he ever buy pants to fit? Japan, man, we like to bag it there, man, you know. That way it ain't clinging to us and everything. I said, yeah, I know, but it also looks like you might be hiding something. He said, no, I ain't hiding nothing. I said, I'm just giving you an interpretation, brother. Oh, by the way, my name is Rick. You see, I'm building him up to a point where we can openly discuss this without him being emotional or being feeling offended. Well, to make a long story short, he said, you know what, man? He said, almost your old years, man. You guys don't even talk to us. As a matter of fact, brother, you know, nobody ever really came off to me like that. He said, well, I appreciate you, man. He said, you know what? He said, I know I can't promise you. I'm going to try, but I'm going to pull my pants up. He said, but I know I'm doubting my boys. I said, brother, just remember this. Anybody that sees you do something is noticing you. If that's what your boys do and you want to be with your boys so you do it, you're leaving any other assumption up to play. He said, well, what do you mean by that? I said, well, I mean, let's face it. If somebody sees you showing your butt and they some kind of freak or something. Oh, I don't play that, man. I said, but I'm just saying, man. I'm just glad we can converse like this. He said, man, you know, for all years, you're pretty cool. You're pretty cool. I said, okay, brother. Look, I started have a little exchange of ideas, man. I appreciate your time. Shook his hand and walked on. I happened to turn around and see him pulling up his pants and fixing his belt. So we have to make an attempt, because if we don't, they think we're scared of them. And I tell them all the time, why should I fear you when you are me? You hear me? One brother had to tell him one time, I said, I mean, you old here, y'all don't say nothing to us unless you in trouble. Wait a minute. How can me as a black man who sits out here trying to work you young brothers into manhood, why should I get upset when my young bull wants to strut his physique? What do you mean? I said, we all trying to prove who we are. So if that's the case, let us prove who we are by our deeds. And if you get an attitude because all of a sudden you're 15 or 16 years old, you get a little buff, you feel a little bullheaded, should I get upset because you make a mistake? I'm going to put you in your place, but I ain't going to get upset. Why should I get upset when I know my bull will one day grow horns? You see the dynamic here? We have allowed the system to interpret our image around the world to the degree that we are disrespected by people who don't even know us. And I meant people all over the place. When they get to meet us, you know what they always say? You know what? You're not the type of American I thought you were. Well, here's another one I get. You know, you're very articulate. And a lot of them just come around and go, well, where are you from? Because I'm going to say, they pick up Americans like that because of the way we talk, our accent. And we have accents in other countries. I know, because we're around each other all the time, a lot of people don't think so. But yeah, we have accents in other countries. To them. I got a lot of African friends. People say, man, how can you understand what they're saying? Because I've been around them so much and I've heard them talk. I already can perceive what their idea they're trying to convey by the words that they use. They're not talking to me because the person may be from Nigeria. He's not talking to me in Swahili. You see what I'm saying? He's talking to me in English that I may have to work at to understand, but once I've established a relationship with it, that understanding comes naturally. We have to open ourselves to be able to enjoy our lives. You can't be walking around here fearing the cops, fearing white people at the job. I went to all white school, and I'm going to tell you something. When I was a young man, I was a young boy there. And I got in fights all the time until somebody pulled me inside and said, you know what? You wouldn't be in so much confrontation if you were more diplomatic. I said, what you mean be diplomatic? He said, you don't understand the communication. See, when you come from an environment you come from, and somebody would call you a zit in this environment, you don't know what a zit is. So you have to show that you're not what it is, whereas it may not mean much to anything in this environment, but you don't know. So I took that concept, and I started asking, well, what's this mean? What's that mean? What's this mean? What's that mean? And you know what? I began to realize what he was saying to me. Now, understand, I was not just directly confronted with racism on an everyday basis, because a lot of them never had opportunity to meet a person, a black person, at that time. So when a lot of them did, it was like, man, you know what? Yeah, we could do this. We could hang out. We could do this. We could study together, because now they had an opportunity to approach areas they never approached before. And so did I. Because you have to understand, I came from a predominantly inner city hood. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about when you run down the alley, one of the ways was hiding was putting your hands and the feet on the wall and climbing up to the second or third floor. Them kind of hoods. Mr. Thornley had a fruit tree over next door. You go knock on his door, Mr. Thornley, we're getting some of them apples up in there. Don't fall and don't break no branches. See, back in our time, we knew what the perimeters of virtue and respect were about. And that's what really has gotten away, because I've heard people say, you know what, y'all talk that civil rights stuff, man. We don't want to hear that. Listen, brother, it's one of the realms on the ladder to move up. Never disrespect something that's going to give you the ability to be firmly planted, because there may be a lesson there that you can learn. But we got to keep working at it. How do we get there? We start at a bending point. When you hit that bending point, believe me, you can change the whole concept of your life. But you have to hit it. And once you get that revelation, it's indescribable. Because now you know you know. Before, no. Now you know. Okay, so let's move on. Let's talk about being in public places. Now, you see some of the strangest stuff in public places. And people do some of the darndest stuff in public. And I'm not saying that you should feel like you have a right to defuse any situation. No, you don't. Is there a phone call?
No, Brother Davis, but we are at our last break of the program. You're listening to Tango, okay. Radio show on the Black Talk Radio Network. It's Wise Wednesdays with Brother Davis. If you have a question or comment, please don't wait to the last minute, as we'll be getting out of here kind of early tonight to make way for New Abolitionist Radio. But the telephone number is 866-510-9025. That's 866-510-9025. Hit ** to unmute yourself. Just watch your background noise and we will come to you. We'll be right back on the other side of this break. This is Wise Wednesday on the Tando Radio Show. Make Black Talk Radio your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
Okay, are we back? Okay, listen, we're in the last segment of the show. I encourage everybody to give us a call as you feel fit, or you had something you want to add to the conversation. Let me take you into understanding the importance of time. You see, sometimes people learn things early, and what they learn become a tool for them to strengthen them later. And then there are others who learn things later who begin to realize the importance of the lesson that they learned. Well, we as human beings have to understand this, that we're living in a system that is designed to keep us separated. It is designed to keep us in fear. It is designed to keep us in a certain degree of mental control. Some people like to use the term mental enslavement. But if you look at this system, there are weaknesses which can be empowering to you. And you're about to see one of those major weaknesses. And the reason why I say that is because you don't see the system as being able to crash, you may not identify when it's crashing. And when you hear all of what is going on inside the system now, all this hostility, this is the civilization of man approaching a plateau. Either it's going to be saved or it's going to be destroyed. Either way, it has no effect on me. Because remember, I told you, I am my salvation. I live my life according to a generalization of I do what I can, for whom I can, what I can, as I choose. And I choose to live on the highest level of my spiritual self. And you all have that same rank, but you have to reach your pinpoint point. But until you do, I want you to understand this. I have done some things now that my parents could never imagine. I'm talking about in business, in my personal life. I'm talking about when I see my children, how they developed, things that are going on in their life, in my environment, in my community, and most of all, in the people I meet. You know, you hear me talk to Scotty like we know each other for a long time. I never met Scotty. Actually, me and Dave was hanging out on the radio for 2 years or so before I even met Dave. But yet, when we come together, it's like I'm coming into the company of someone who has never been a threat to me, nor do I feel I will ever have to be threatened by him. That's a powerful statement to make a man to man. I met his family. Well, he's met my wife, my traveling family. But one day I hope to introduce him or myself to Scotty, or maybe even to you. Because I'm going to tell you something, we can only benefit by being in each other's company. And that's how we must begin to heal what we as a people are going through right now. We have to see the benefit in our company and listen. And the reason why I say listen, because I'm going to give you a personal experience that happened to me yesterday. I purchased a computer for my son about before Christmas. He got a virus on it. I called the guy up with the I purchased it from, and he said, "Oh, that shouldn't have happened." He said, "Have him bring it in." I said, "Well, my son called you." Then my wife said, "No, you're driving. Let me take it." So she explained to him that my son had called him, and he said there was a fee for it. He said, "Oh, no, your son never said who he was. He just called and asked me if I removed viruses." You see the dynamic of that? Now, I was calling him. I wasn't a real aggressive, but I was aggressive enough for him to get the vibe that I was a little perturbed that after we had met each other and discussed what we were trying to do and what he was doing and why he wanted the computer, that when my son called him, he told him there was a price, and this he had it less than a month. And he said, no. He said, "Brother, that is not the case." Said, "Your son didn't explain to me who he was. Had he explained to me who he was, we could have went deeper into that conversation. But when he called, he just asked me, what do I charge to remove a virus off a computer?" You see, we fail to realize that until we get an understanding, we have a tendency to be emotional. And that emotion literally gives insinuation to someone else who may be on the other side of the circumstance. So by the time him and my wife hung up, she was joking and everything, because now she could convey this to me. She called my son up. Told my son, "Take your computer back here tomorrow. He's big to complain." But we as black people, a lot of times, don't allow it to go to fruition. So we go different directions and not understand the principle behind one's decision or the other person involved's decision. But now I feel a lot better because I knew when I met this guy that I had a lot of respect for him. By the way, he carried himself. Small businessman in the inner city. He knew what he was talking about. He knew the stuff. My son was over there with him maybe 2 days before shopping. And he had been to several places. And his dad, this is the one. I need a little help with this, but this is the one. Okay. So we have to be tolerant of dealing with each other because we all carry baggage. We are all scarred from this post-traumatic slave syndrome, they call it. You know what I call it? Our inability to be human to humans. We got to change that dynamic because it is easy when you begin to realize that who we are dealing with are only trying to get what's called their worth. You know how you go to work and you do something, they pay you a certain amount of dollars. That's your worth to them. And if that's acceptable to you, then you're getting your worth. But if not, you can always go out and strike out on your own. And you see, when you do so, you're still going to need other people who are going to be willing to help you. Because, see, they want their worth too. And it's only fair. We have to start building, my brothers and sisters. We have already reached our bin-bin point when it comes to how we must start to communicate, collate, and bring our ideas and resources to the table so that we can dismantle a system that is bent on destroying us. I don't want you to get the impression that this is going to be easy. I don't want you to get the impression that everybody's going to look at the same situation the same way. I don't want you to get the impression that everybody is going to understand what you're trying to do. But I do want you to get this impression. Maybe you want to talk a little more, talk a little longer. Maybe you want to show some signs of compassion in a very hostile circumstance. But we can do this because we are far more and far greater than you have been taught. And everybody, I've been taught by Westernism, don't get me wrong. My education now comes strictly out of due diligence. And you are entitled to the same type of due diligence. You are entitled to achieve the same education. You are entitled to understand that many are called, but not a lot answered. And see, we're calling on people to understand the importance of communicating again, to love as an action and not based on words, to control our emotions so that they don't have leverage on our decisions. These are tools that come to us naturally, but Westernism has taught us different. They taught us, well, emotion is love. And now look what it's done to a lot of teenagers who thought that they were in love, and they went into operating that love by making love, and they only to realize they didn't know what love was. We have to take control again, and even if it's just our people, that's fine. There is a great restoration that is needed, and it ain't gonna happen until we start reaching that bin-bin point. And I'm going to tell you something. If you look up Bin-Bin, it tells you that in ancient Egyptian religion, it is the point in which the first ray of sun hit the earth. It is the point in which they say God stepped on the earth. That's why you'll see it written as the Bin-Bin stone, the Bin-Bin point. Because these are the first. And if we're going to make these changes, we are going to be the first. If you are going to make a change in your life, and it may not be the change you think that you need to make, but it may be the change that you know is needed to reach that point. I look forward to being able to work with you and anybody else who's on this path. Because that is our true principle, to live and preserve life on the highest level. Not everybody is going to make it. Remember I said, there is a higher self and the lower self. Many on the lower self has already submitted themselves to self-destruction, because that is the ultimate on the lower self, self-destruction. And like one person who commits suicide, you can't get no blatant about self-destruction. But self-destruction is being operated in every day out here in the streets. When you're eating foods that you know you ain't shouldn't be eating, or you're eating foods and you don't know what they are you're eating, or you're eating places where you know darn well you ain't got no business being there. And that's not counting the underlying deception here that's going on in Westernism. Drugs, the pharmaceutical industry, biochemical industry. Oh yeah, we got a lot of work ahead of us. But you know what? It's enough room and salvation for everybody. I'm telling you. When you shake the fear and you realize that you can do this, you won't be the only one. You'll run into like-minded people all the time because they're trying to do the same thing. Now, some of them may not be as apt as you are. I mean, we're doing it on the financial level. We're doing it right here with Black Talk Radio. Anybody who's sending resources in order to keep this channel on the radio is contributing. And if that's where you start, that's fine. But there's an old saying, as you grow, life requires. So the more you grow, the more life will require of you. But you know what? Remember now, have you reached that bin point? The sky's the limit. There's nothing you can't achieve, because there are others that reach that point that is waiting for you. But if you can collate your ideas and you can openly discuss what is best for not just you, but for everybody. This is Brother Davis now. It's going to be a short show. Well, I'm going to cut the show short about now, because I wanted to convey to you the basic idea of the bin point. I also want you to know that nothing outside of you control what's on the inside. You have to let something inside to have some control on the inside, okay? So those things that you're doing now that literally may be making you sick, it's because you allow them in. Take them out. Do some things different. This is Brother Davis on the Wise Wednesday. I'm hollering at you, letting you know we're at our bin point, and if you want to, I'll work with you. Brother Scotty, back to you, brother. Thank you, and peace for everybody.
Thank you, Brother Davis. All right, we're going to get ready and wrap up Tando Radio Show. Brother Dave, as he mentioned, having issues with his back, so I've been sitting in his place as the MC of Tando Radio Show. Coming up here in just about 15 minutes will be New Abolitionist Radio, so keep it locked on the station for that as the guys discuss 21st century slavery and human trafficking by way of the 13th Amendment. Wrapping up, I'm actually trying to make sure, and I'm trying to get in touch with the host of the program for the new program, Mind, Body, and Spirit, to make sure that they're going to be on air. But they're normally on air Wednesday nights at 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern time. So that's what's up for the live streaming on this Wednesday, January 18th, 2017. Make sure that you tune in to Tando Radio Show Monday through Friday at 6 o'clock p.m. And again, their archives are available on blacktalkradionetwork.com. Just look in the menu section. And as Brother Dave says, before you ask for a fortune, to make sure that you give one away. Peace.